anytime you want.
Want what?
Want to get this over with?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sneaky Dragon. My name is David Dedrick.
I'm Ian Boothby.
And this week on the show, it's going to be all Ian for this week, because Ian has lots to talk about. Right, Ian?
No, not really.
Because you...
I got nothing to say. I can't actually talk about that stuff we talked about.
You should have...
I can't.
We can't...
I'm not allowed to.
All right. Well, maybe I'll start the show then?
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
You don't think
is
I should...
Is there anyone better?
No.
Okay, go for it.
I'm it.
Have at it.
I don't think I told you this yet today, but I got arrested today. I have an arrest warrant out in my name, and I got a phone call today. I'm not joking, actually.
Okay, no, I assumed that you didn't. You weren't joking about this.
I got a phone call today, and it was kind of odd. The first thing the guy said was that a policeman is going to be coming to your house to arrest you.
What?
Yeah, because I apparently have committed tax fraud. Now, here's the thing. I knew the guy was lying. Because I don't pay taxes. So there's no way I could commit tax fraud.
Right, you don't believe in the government.
I don't believe in government.
No, you got your moonshine.
I have my still.
Your own fiddle.
That's true.
Sun's coming up, you got cakes on the griddle, and life ain't nothing but a funny, funny haiku.
Funny, funny. Is that what it is? Ugh, haikus.
Thank God you're a Japanese country boy. okay, so what happened?
So,
clarify.
I will clarify. Because first thing, when someone tells you that there's a warrant out in your name, your first thought is...
The band Warrant.
No, it didn't occur to me at all. I should have thought of that because that would have cheered me up a little bit. No, I was a little worried because, you know, when you get a warrant...
Yeah, wait.
Issued in your name, you're like, what? And so this guy's calling from the CRA, which is the Canada Revenue Agency. That is, in Canada, yeah. That is... used to be called Revenue Canada when we used to put words in front of other words that in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to make friends with the French.
Yeah.
So we'd say, like, Revenue Canada. Fisheries Department, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So now, but now it's, screw them. Now it's the Canada Revenue Agency.
Okay.
Or CRA, as it's commonly called. And so I got this call from this guy and he tells me, you have a warrant that's been issued in your name, arrest warrant has been issued in your name. The police are going to come to your house to arrest you. We've sent you, several notices, alerting you to this, you know, to the tax problem,
right,
that you didn't respond to. And so now a warrant has been issued.
Okay.
To which I was like, okay, well, I didn't get any letters. So what the heck, man?
Yeah.
And then he tells me, this is what he told me. He tells me, and I was worried when I first heard this first, but yeah. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then he says, well, there's, and so, and then I go over to our giant pile of unopened mail that we have, you know, unimportant things like hydro bills, telephone bills, credit card bills. What else?
All your medicine.
My medicine. I don't bother with that stuff. My antipsychotics.
Fan mail for this show.
Apparently, fan mail. Who cares? And apparently also important mail from the tax people.
Right. Now, what's it say on the front of it? Open this, or the cops are coming.
Didn't say anything. I didn't have any mail.
So you didn't have the
revenue. So then the guy tells me, that it's sent to our house, but it's registered, so I have to sign for it.
Uh-huh.
And since I wasn't there, I didn't receive it.
Because you had a job.
Because I had a job. And because I was working.
So now that you're not working anymore, they can arrest you.
They can corner me. I'm cornered now before I can answer this call. But when he told me this, then my bullshit detector went off.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is bullshit. This guy is just like,
yeah.
This is baloney.
Yeah.
Because there's no way they're just going to send you a letter and if you don't get it, they're going to put an arrest warrant.
Oh, by the way, here's also a good idea. Hi, I'm calling to let you know the police are coming to your door. This is what the police like. The police like when we let you know they're coming, because then you can get ready for the police.
Yeah.
That's safe for the police.
So I wrote this down, though.
Yeah.
I wrote down what he told me. So my case number,
yeah,
in case anyone wants to claim
is
this for
five.
Me, it's 846-2822.
Uh-huh.
And my NCI, or I don't know if it was okay, the guy had a bit of a foreign voice, and I'm just going to say that right now.
Right.
Which is okay. I'm used to that from phone calls from people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them work in other parts of the world.
Sure.
And, you know, they represent everyone else.
Right.
And
let's
that's
just
fine.
Say everywhere else in the world is worse than our part of the world, right? That's not prejudice to say that, every other place in the world is worse than our place, right? We're the best place, right?
Well,
like everyone knows that. We're the best sex. Yeah. We're the best race. We're the best place.
Yeah. I would never say that.
How does that make me the bad guy, Dave?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, continue.
I would never say that out loud.
Of course you would.
You know,
just on your blog.
Thank you for...
And on your flag that's flying in front of
thank
your
Thank you
home.
For voicing my secret thoughts.
Okay.
So it means the National Criminal something or other... Something or other.
Info
number.
Center.
Number. NCI number.
Okay.
12468. You guys can go to that for me and take care of this. What's so first, I had three different charges against me.
Okay, what's your charge?
First one.
Looking so good.
Violation of tax. It said yes. It's clearly said yes. I don't consider that a violation of tax.
Okay.
If there's mutual consent,
mm-hmm.
it is not a violation.
Okay.
Apparently, it was a minor.
Oh.
I didn't recognize. I didn't know. I thought it was an older tax.
Okay.
Number two, international fraud. Because
this podcast goes internationally? You've been making up things?
Because they know I'm a fraud internationally.
Uh-huh.
Three... This was the most terrible one, apparently. Disregarding legal notice. You know, the one I didn't get because I wasn't there to receive it?
And they didn't leave you...
And didn't leave me any notice that I...
Notice of the notice?
Yeah, any notice of the notice.
Right.
I disregarded that. So then the guy tells me... okay, there's two ways we can handle this. The legal way...
One, you can give me a kiss. And it all goes away.
It all goes away. What do I have to kiss? Where? Is it a violation of tax that I have to kiss? One is legally, so the police are coming, blah, blah, blah. Two is through, what would the word be? Through fishiness, basically, through rigmarole.
Okay.
I can't think of the word now.
Sure.
But you know what I mean, like through that thing, something else.
Okay.
What is it called?
Like I don't know, you're just giving me two other words that threw me off.
You and your wife are having some trouble, and so you go for arbitration.
Okay.
So we're going to arbitrate.
Sure.
That's the other option, right? So we're going legal way.
We go to Arby's.
Or we're going to go to Arby's and have some roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah.
Which are surprisingly bad.
Yeah. Arbitration
Arby's.
Nation.
You're like, if you
Arby's.
Eat it, your first thought if you eat
Wait,
at Arby's.
Do you not like the horseradish sauce?
The first thought when you eat at Arby's is, how come this place has been around so long?
Mm-hmm.
That's your first thought when you eat there.
Because you're tired of going to McDonald's all the time.
This is expensive for what I'm getting.
You know what, the curly fries with the horsey sauce, not so bad.
Okay.
But anyway,
sure,
crime lord, tell me more.
I don't eat horses.
All right, kingpin, please.
So then, I can arbitrate it. So I'm like, well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So they can call the police right now and say, don't come over.
Yeah.
If it's arbitration.
Yeah.
That's how things
But here's
work.
The thing.
Uh-huh.
Once I said, well, I just want to figure out what I'm being accused of here. I have no idea what you're talking about. Because also you want to go arbitration. Like he just immediately goes there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, sure. That's what I want. Okay, so we're going to go this way. Now you have to follow the protocols.
Right. Of Zion.
That's right. I'm an elder of Zion. Please follow my protocols. Yes. So that's why I shaved my head, have a Star of David tattooed on my back. They are fucking confusing protocols,
that's
I'm
right.
telling
then
you right
shaved
now.
Shaved a Z into my chest.
Shaved a Z for David. King David. So now if you go this way, you have to follow the protocols.
Sure you do.
First thing is you can't let any third party know what's happening.
No
third party can know. So I'm like, uh-huh.
Yep.
All right.
Just meet me behind the shed.
Exactly.
Bring all your money in a paper bag.
Exactly.
And this is all going to go away.
I was having so much fun by this point.
Answer optional.
I was having so much fun by this point. It was great. So then I'm like, okay, so... And then I said, okay, well, I agree to all this, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, okay, well, I think it's going to pass you along to my superior.
Mm-hmm.
But he said in some way that I said it better than he did. The
right.
way he said it didn't make any sense. So I said, okay. So then I get some music. Truly, I get music. I thought this is going to put me onto like a dead space for a while.
Right.
But no, I get this kind of ba, 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 ba. Da, 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 da. And then this guy comes on the phone, worse, even stronger accent than the other guy.
Sure.
The other guy had some trouble understanding, like disregarding legal notice. I barely understood those words from him.
Right.
But this guy, even worse. But what was worse?
You're
I didn't understand.
Under arrest for tax anger.
Here's the thing. Yeah, legal. I don't know what
he's
talking
about. We have you on numerology charges, mister.
Disregarding legal lettuce? What did he say? So then he, this guy comes up. But here's the thing. He was calling from an even noisier room. It was like Suddenly I felt like I was talking to someone in a call center that had like bad.
You probably were. It probably was a call center.
I'm pretty sure. So then he's like, and I kept calling him Mr. David.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my name.
Nope.
By the way. It is my name, but no one calls me by my first name.
Now, you weren't...
Everyone calls me Steve.
You weren't getting Peter David's tax problems, were you?
I might have been getting
the comic book writer, Peter David, from Babylon 5 as well.
Yeah. Did he write for Babylon 5?
Yep.
He'll
let you know he wrote for Babylon 5.
Oh, I never watched it, but I had a friend who liked it.
Yep.
Okay.
A lot of people liked it. Here's what they're going to say. It's better than Deep Space Nine.
Well,
yeah,
everything's better than Deep Space Nine.
That's a good point. Okay, moving. Yeah.
Having my testicles caught in a bear trap is better than Deep Space Nine. And I've had my testicles, blah, 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 blah. I'm a professional podcaster.
That's how your tax problems started.
That was my
How is this a deduction? Well, it's a deduction of your testicles from your body. Dave, you told me that
snap.
Was cancer that took that one. Was it really a bear trap? That's Were you right. just shy?
I should have been.
I can't tell nobody this. I got to make up a cancer story.
That's right.
Got to play the long con all. On this for
you
decades.
Know, here's the thing. If you're missing a testicle, you don't have to tell anyone. No one will know. No one looks at me and says, he's walking a bit lopsided.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Even when I go to the pool, no one can tell. Or in the change room at the gym, no one's ever said to me, Dave.
They make you swim in the one ball area, which is so mean.
That's where you play volleyball. So then,
okay.
So this guy comes on, his superior, to talk to Mr. David. So now we're going to work out how much I owe.
Oh, going to arbitrate.
Yeah, it's time for the arbitration start. So he does some careful calculations. He puts me on hold for a second,
tack,
very
tack,
short
tack,
time.
Tack, tack, tack,
yeah.
tack. Yeah. Yeah, this is the calculator sound. Tack, tack, tack.
Yeah,
tack,
he did,
tack.
Made it. He said it. He just said tack, tack,
whir,
tack.
Whir, whir, whir. I got to say this. Whir, whir.
Okay,
go ahead.
I think he was using an abacus. But anyway, he tells me I owe $1,800 and something dollars.
Right.
I'm like, holy crap. That's wow. That's a lot of money.
Sure is.
He says, how much of that can, or, no, he says, so how are you going to pay that? I said,
in $3 bills?
Yeah. In pennies?
In wishes?
I said, I don't have that money on me. So he goes, well, we don't accept credit card or debit card. Oh, well, this is, what am I doing here? How are we paying for this? So this is what the guy wants me to do. This is the thing. So then he says, well, how much can you afford to? I said, I can't afford to pay $1,800. I don't have that kind of money in the bank. I actually do. But I, you know, I don't want to. He says, well, how much can you afford to pay? I said, I don't know. I was going to say $5, but then $500. Because I'll have to check with the
super supervisor.
I have to check with the auditor general, he tells me.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's right here.
He's right there. He's standing there. So he puts me on hold again.
Hey, Dale!
So I got to put him on hold again.
There's this guy who's got $500.
No.
Okay.
There's no talking. I get put on hold.
Yep.
Do, 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 do. Do 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 do. So that lasts a little while. He comes back on and goes, "I talked to the auditor general,
right?
And he said it's okay for you to pay for $1,300 less than you owe."
By the way, we're gonna throw you in jail for $1,800.
Yeah, that's right.
You know why? Because that's good value for us to put you up.
That's right.
For that,
because it's so cheap to keep you in prison.
That's right.
As you know, are there no workhouses? There are none, actually. So then I said, okay. He says, so do you have $500? I said, no, I don't. I said, I have $500 in the bank. And he goes, okay, well, go to the bank. He says, how far away is the bank? That's what he first says. How far away is the bank? I said, I don't know, 10 minutes away.
How far away is
10
the
minutes
bank?
Away?
That's a question Revenue Canada asks.
Yeah,
hey, how
time.
Far away is your bank from you? A couple blocks? Three blocks?
But this is the thing. Who's falling for this scam? This is working.
Let me tell you who's falling for the scam.
Yeah.
Realistically,
yeah.
The elderly.
Oh, that's terrible.
Who's falling for it. The elderly and immigrants. That's who's falling for it.
Okay.
People who are new to the country and don't know that this is not how things work.
Yeah.
And the elderly. The elderly in a heartbeat, this is what they're doing.
Because the setup guy, he was like yelling at me.
Absolutely.
He was really mad. He was so mad at me. He's yelling away.
Sure.
The other guy was friendlier. He's a friendly guy.
Oh, yeah. Good cop, bad cop.
He's a friendly guy. The higher up.
Yeah.
And
attach
so,
your money to a balloon.
So... But here's what he wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, do you have a cell phone? I said, no, I don't have a cell phone. He said, okay, well, I want you to
buy a cell phone.
Go to the bank, take out the
$500, sure.
Bring it home. But don't hang up the phone.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Don't hang up the phone while you go to the bank.
I forgot to tell you this part. While we were talking, when I was talking to the higher up guy, in the middle of our conversation, he starts yelling in East Indian at someone else in the room because they're being noisy.
Sure.
And so he's yelling at them. I hung up the phone at that point. I was just like, come on, you've lost me.
Yeah.
This is
even,
fake.
You're not but even
then,
trying.
But then he called back. So then I thought, let's have some more fun. So then we carried on. So yeah. So he wants me to put the phone down and go to the bank.
Right.
So I took the phone.
Yeah.
And then I just put it in the corner. And then I proceeded to watch a little bit of my Confessions of a Shopaholic, which my daughter was watching on Netflix. So we watched that for a little while.
Is this a landline?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is by the way, everybody, thanks for listening to our podcast. Don't get a landline. Because this is what you get with a landline. Please continue.
What kind of fun would you know? So then... So then, I should have done that. I should have put the phone down and just sat by it. So I just put the phone down. I left it there for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Then I came back to it and the guy was still waiting. And I said, I went to the bank and I've got the money. So what do you want me to do with it? So then he wanted me to start answering a lot of questions.
Sure.
So things like your social insurance number, stuff like that.
Yeah,
and then I said, okay, I don't have that information on me. I just have to. I have to go get it from my wallet. So I put the phone back down, and then I just put it down in the corner, and I just left it there. I didn't go back. I went outside and researched totally tension for a while, and then I don't know what happened. I have no idea. I hope you waited for a long time.
Yep.
Because I think he thought he had me on the hook.
So what happened when the police came over?
Hello,
we're the police. You guys don't have police outfits. It's casual Friday.
It's casual Friday.
Listen, you better give us that money or you're under arrest for a crime.
The one thing that threw me was when he first said that, he said the police were calling for you earlier. And someone had called for me earlier in the morning at 11. Because Eve is too lazy to get up and go outside to get me from the studio, she just said I wasn't home and to call back later. So then I was like, was that the police? Were they calling me to tell me they're coming to arrest me? That doesn't make any sense. So
they're the casual police.
It was a lot of fun, though. You don't have experience like that every day of your life.
No.
So you got to enjoy yourself a little bit.
Here's the thing. If that happens again, okay, you want some way of contacting those folks. Or if do you have call display?
I have the number.
Great. Well, I think you should report that in a heartbeat. You should report those people. Because, they're doing this to elderly people. Absolutely, doing it to elderly people. Right. No way they're not. So, yes, please, please do that.
I have a feeling that their number is not connected at all to them. I think they are somewhere else in the world.
That is correct. Yeah. But what you can do with that is it can show that they've done this before. So it's just building up proof.
Okay.
So when someone does get them, that's how they get them.
All right.
Yeah. So what do you think the end thing was? Just getting your security number? Like, do you think they were going to get $500 off?
They wanted me to mail it.
How would they have gotten?
They wanted me to mail it.
Yeah. Mail cash.
Mail cash to them.
Through the mail.
Yeah.
To them.
Yeah. I don't really know what they want.
That's the thing, too.
I don't want to go that far with it. No, I was already bored.
I understand that. If they do call again and you want to do the cash for the mail thing, get the address and find out what's what. It'll be a post office box, obviously.
Yeah.
Which would never be what the government would have, right?
Maybe they'll call tomorrow.
The government would, again, don't get a landline, anybody. This is kind of
nonsense. I like having a landline.
It's the spammiest. The spammiest. I don't really get that on the cell phone.
I get a little bit.
Sometimes.
I get my friend Sharon, my local Google sales rep, calls me quite a bit. And then I get like WestJet stuff and Canadian or Canada, Air Canada stuff.
Because Pia has a somewhat Hispanic name, sometimes when they call, they have a very thick Spanish accent.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
It's very, hola. It's okay.
Hola.
This is a scam.
Muchachas.
Yeah, that's right, basically. Yeah. La Cucaracha is playing in the background. Yeah, it's pretty much like, well, this was offensive from the get-go. This is just completely wrong. You know, my name's Boothby. They don't phone me up and like, hello.
Hello.
Clearly you're British, right? Yeah, that's how they do it. That's British having a stroke.
I know.
I go right and down.
I know that you're not a fan of Anthony Trollope, but
I'm not yet. I have not read any.
One of the books I was just reading.
By the way, if Dave does not mention Trollope in one of our podcasts,
yes,
that podcast is free.
That's right. It's our new game. If I don't mention Anthony Trollope,
if we don't give you
take heroin,
it's called our Dollop of Trollope.
Dollop of Trollope.
If we do not give you at least a little Trollope every episode,
can I?
It's completely free. It's free anyway.
Can I mention my dollop?
Go ahead.
My dollop is the lawyer of the family was, his last name was Boothby.
There you go.
That's a dog.
Also, there's a character in Star Trek that was named Boothby as well.
I thought it was in Thor.
There is also a character in Thor with my full name. Okay. Yes. But it was like Picard's teacher.
Oh.
In Star Trek The Next Generation. His name. Gardner. Sorry, but he was kind of a mentor, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Sorry. Wife is a slightly bigger nerd than I am when it comes to Star Trek.
Everyone is a bigger nerd than I am when it comes to Star Trek.
Yep. By the way, Dave.
Yes.
You know how we always say take a drink if a siren goes by?
Yes.
I was trying to look up if there was an appropriate drink that people could be drinking.
Oh, okay.
Besides a soda.
Okay. Can I guess the name of the drink?
Sure.
The Ambulance Chaser.
Nope. The Green Dragon. I was looking, I was like, because our symbol is a green dragon.
Yeah.
So why not have a green dragon? Here's what we got here.
Okay, what is it? Grenadine?
No, we've got...
Absinthe?
Now, here's the thing.
Makes the heart grow fonder?
I don't know what Kimmel is. Do you know what Kimmel is?
It's a host on television.
Sure. So 4 parts gin.
Yes.
2 parts green mint liqueur.
Sounds terrible.
1 part kumel. Kumel it is.
Oh, kumel.
One part lemon juice and peach bitters.
I believe that's who called me today.
That's right. So, once again, that is 4 parts gin, 2 parts green mint liqueur, 1 part kumel with an umlaut over the U, 1 part lemon juice and peach bitters. Fill a shaker with ice cubes, add all the ingredients, shake and strain into a chilled cocktail glass.
Of course.
Throw it out the window. don't drink it. It's probably terrible.
Well, if it's kumel with an umlaut, that means that it's a heavy metal band.
Oh, good.
That you have to add to your drink.
You have to bring the band.
You gotta just listen to it while you're mixing it. That helps you shake it up with the appropriate amount of
and
force.
And shake it up is Taylor Swift.
Shake it up is Taylor Swift. That's true. But is she all about heavy drinking? Yes, she is. That's true. I don't know. I've seen her. She looks it.
Well, if you end up
she
with
has the, that dissipated look.
If you end up with the shakes, maybe that is the case.
Exactly.
I really don't know. Mm-hmm. Dave, I've been away. I've been on a plane. I'm a little shaken up myself, so, you know.
Here, oh, just one more thing before we get to you.
It's the Dave Show. If anything's not about Dave, Dave will change the topic back to Dave because it's the fucking Dave Show.
This is a public
it's
service.
It's not about fucking Dave. God help you if you bring up sorry. It doesn't involve fucking Dave. It's the fucking Dave Show.
Someone's bitter.
Time for the Dave Show. Here's another story about Dave.
Okay, you didn't want to start the show. I started
the show. But I thought you'd all like to know that it's all about Dave. It's the Dave Show. That's the... Okay, go ahead. And now here's Dave.
This is a public service message. This is not about me.
Okay.
This is about fucking reality, man.
All right.
I don't want to swear.
Wait, are we getting real?
I don't want to swear.
Sorry, guys.
I'm getting real.
Yeah, I don't want to swear either.
Enough of this
swearing. It's the fucking Dave Show. There's no need for fucking swearing when it's time for the Dave Show. Dave's going to get fucking real. Here's Dave.
This is fucking real. A month ago, I bought a ticket for my wife, Lisa. She's going to Manitoba.
Okay. Quit bragging.
Our condolences.
Yeah, okay.
But she's going to Manitoba. So I bought her tickets. We get to the airport. She's on standby. Because the day before the flight, we hadn't gone to the website and booked seats on the flight. Because I didn't want to pay for them when we, you know, you can pay for your seats now.
Yeah.
You can pay to reserve. You can pay a lot of money so that you can sit a long way away from the bathroom, mm-hmm. or very close to the bathroom, depending which how you like smells.
I like the close to the bathroom just because I like the option to go to the bathroom if necessary.
We can do that anywhere in the plane.
Okay.
Even in your seat if you're lazy. But your passenger...
Only with the right amount of leg room.
Passengers won't appreciate it, but you can.
Okay.
So, so we got to the airport and we're checking in. And turns out that, we checked in, she brought a big bag because she's going to be there for 10 days. So she couldn't do the usual carry-on, get on the plane. So we're checking her bag, and they put this big standby sticker on the luggage, but to which point I said, excuse me, what is that? And the lady said, well, you didn't book ticket, or you didn't book seats, so you're on standby. Mm-hmm. At which point I threw down, like just like that, the lid of my pop that I happen to be drinking today.
Okay, Dave just picked up a hamster and threw it hard against the ground.
That's true. The hamster named lid. And I was just like, that's ridiculous, don't you think? Like that you have.
Yep.
You bought your tickets a month ago.
Yeah.
When did this become a thing
like,
that
you
don't
care
get seats?
About if you, yeah, I mean, you can pick your seats, but if you don't, 24 hours in advance, which we do because we're sensible people. But back to your story. They should just pick you a seat, and there you
go.
Yeah,
you just get assigned
a seat. You got to eat at whatever seat they give you because you didn't pick.
A seat. Oh well, whatever.
That's fine, but you can't be like on standby. That's stupid.
Well, we bought a ticket. We bought it a month ago.
So what did they say when you said that?
Tough beans on toast.
Hmm. Okay.
And then, she made a little crying gesture from her eye, like a little tear rolling down her cheek.
Right.
And she said, come here. I leaned forward. She goes, I have something to tell you. And I leaned forward and she said, it's not the fucking Dave show.
It's not the fucking Dave show.
It's not the fucking Dave show. Not the fucking Dave show. Time for Ian's story.
No, wait, all right. No,
so you. Oh, sorry.
No, I want to hear the end of this. So.
Oh, okay. Well, so, she went in on standby, and luckily
they found out her husband was under arrest for tax evasion.
She got held on suspicion of committing a mortal sin. No, she went on standby, and right. she got a seat on that flight.
Okay,
the good. Flight that we had paid for.
Yeah. Oh,
the
lucky.
Flight that they had taken money out of our account, and that we, you know, like,
well,
actually
stinks.
Paid good money for.
Did they?
That doesn't make any sense.
Did they tell you when you bought the ticket, you've got to make the reservation the day before, or no dice?
You know, it's possible they did. I did it really fast because what Lisa likes to do sometimes is spring things on me that in the morning.
Right.
So I'll be like, I'm leaving, like, going to work now, dear. Got like 5 minutes to, you know, spare, and then I'll be late, so I better go fast. Right. And she'll go, oh, would you mind paying for a flight for me now?
Okay.
And so then I sit down, and I'm like, working as fast as I can on the computer, you know. Air Canada's website is too confusing. Let's go to Flight Center. Oh, this is much faster. So, yeah, I didn't see anything like that. About
no,
it.
I think that's stupid, and I'm sorry that you went through that. Boo. Well, I'm glad she got there.
Yes.
Now, is she reserving the seats on the way back?
I put a little note on the calendar to do that.
Okay, very good.
And then my daughters are flying down to California mm-hmm. next week on Tuesday. They're flying out of SeaTac. They're flying with Alaska Airlines.
Okay.
Should they have to do that too? Should we? Yeah. Maybe we should check.
Yeah, absolutely you should.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 24 hours in advance.
That's dumb.
It is dumb. Are they flying together?
Yes.
Well, you want to do that so they fly together, so they're not separated by weirdos.
Is that a big part of Alaska Airlines?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's Alaska, fly with weirdos.
That's I always wonder what that guy, that logo was.
Yeah. WestJet is the jokey. Alaska is the one that gives you a meal and then a little Bible verse underneath.
It's all right.
Yeah.
They go to church.
Yeah. Flip it over. Turn the other cheek. Why? What happened? What it?
Well,
what,
just mean,
what occurred?
They're
what?
Just recommending that you shift your stance what? A little bit because you might get needles and
that's
and needles
right.
There,
that's
yeah.
true. Really, you really should turn the other cheek on a long flight.
Yeah.
For
oh my
as,
gosh.
Often
yeah.
as
you don't
possible.
Want blood clots.
We had a guy on our flight to San Diego.
Oh, you went to San Diego.
It's the fucking Ian show. It's better than the Dave Nathan. Show. Anyway, so
yeah, let's see how good it is. After my I'm under arrest story, I'm going to lean
know,
back and listen
a,
to you.
That was a great story. I'm so sorry. No, we had a really good guy doing the demonstration of all the things, like,
okay.
You know, the exits are here, the exits are yeah. here, here's this thing that falls down, put it over your mouth. He was just this he was keeping it really tight, man,
yeah.
Like, really tight, like, and he was doing it silently, but he was doing these, like, really big over-the-top gestures, so you're actually paying attention.
Okay.
He was getting really good laughs
yeah.
with what he was doing, and then he was a really good steward for the rest of the flight.
Oh, that's good.
But,
so yeah. Who'd you fly down with?
We flew, and what were we wearing? Who did we fly
that.
Down with? United. We
United,
flew down
okay.
With United.
Okay.
And yeah, this guy's name was Frank.
And you flew out of Vancouver?
Sharp and crisp and great.
You flew out of Vancouver?
We went Vancouver to San Francisco and San Francisco to San Diego.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But I've never seen a guy get laughs with doing that shtick. But
yeah.
It was still, because he was getting laughs, you were paying attention. So I went, this is way better. And now we all actually know how to use that mask.
Because
we don't know. And, you know, they say
don't
it's not going to inflate.
You put the strap over
you? You put the strap over and you let your child die. That's the one they always tell you. It's just like, remember,
they,
put the strap over
that.
And let your child die.
I don't think they're that
you can
explicit.
Have another child, they'll
that's,
tell you.
It's true.
You know, your junk still works.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, adopt. So, you know, it's every person for himself.
Survival of the tallest.
Yeah. By the way, if your bag doesn't inflate, it says, don't worry about it. You should worry about it.
Yeah.
We just say that so there's not a panic and people don't go grabbing other people's bags.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, he was pretty fantastic. The flight itself was fine.
Go grabbing other people's butts.
Yeah. Do you know what? Here's the thing.
It Turn was, the other cheek.
It was so busy
mm-hmm.
that they did the thing both going there and coming back where, you know, you got to pay for putting a bag on a plane now. Like, you got to pay for like
yes, that's the other
25
bullshit
bucks
thing.
Or whatever.
Yeah, 25
it's like,
bucks, yeah.
Oh, you mean luggage is an extra cost.
Yeah.
So, but because...
I can't believe they just don't... In the past, no one brought luggage.
Yeah, they didn't.
This just is a brand new thing.
Just emotional baggage.
Our parents, yes, right. There's a lot of that. But our parents didn't bring, probably bringing luggage.
Of course he didn't, because everything was so cheap in the past.
You could buy it when you got there.
You just get there, fucking buy a new wardrobe, yeah. And then throw it in the garbage. Or don't throw it in the garbage. Littering's fine.
Yeah, just throw it away. Throw it in the road.
Throw it in the ocean.
Just as you walk towards the plane to strip naked.
Yeah, and a dolphin is now wearing your clothes and just swims by a boat.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's right.
Who give a shit back
then? Dolphin, I mean, that's fine. Dolphins are fine around that stuff. That's why we don't no longer wear plastic tabs.
Yeah. And you could go naked. There was streaking back then.
Sure.
But here's the thing. On both there and back, when you get past the pay money to check bag, you're allowed to carry a carry-on.
Yeah.
But then they do the, listen, guys, we don't have enough room for all the carry-ons. So if you want to check it, it'll be free. I'm like, oh, it's like that, is it? So if you hold out, free check-in. And like, so we ended up doing that on the way back.
Oh, that's good.
Because, you know, don't be a sucker. Paying $25, sweet, take it. Take it. On the way back, it's fine. I don't want it on the way there because I've lost luggage too often.
Okay. I've, if I can just turn this into the fucking Dave Show for a second. When we were, going to, we were coming back from England one time. This was, Lisa, Mary, and I. We were coming back. And, we're flying out of Scotland, out of Glasgow. Mm-hmm. And we had bought a lot of books.
Right.
And our suitcase, which started off as kind of a flat thing, but it actually expanded. It was like this weird accordion thing. It looked like half a telephone booth. By the time we were flying home, it was so full of stuff. And we get there and we discover that they're weighing it and charging people for overage. We were just like, sweat pouring off us because this is going to cost us a lot of money.
Right.
And just before we got there, this guy came and goes, cut it out. We got to go. Just get the stuff on the plane. They're like, but they're looking at us like, what about this? He goes, forget it. Don't worry. Just put it through. So they put it on. You know, the machine springs flat of the scales. You know, woo, can't read it. It's like, keep it going. They just push it off. They keep it. You know, it's just like, oh, thank goodness.
As the plane's flying, sparks are coming after the ass of the plane.
It's a cat, great takeoff. Bouncing down the runway because we had gone to Hay on Wye, the bookshop capital of the world, you know, and so I had bought a lot of books there, and reality. But anyway, so San Diego,
lucky you, good on you. So books, books, simpler cousin are comics. So that tangents well into this. Went to San Diego Comic Con as we do every year.
Yes,
we were.
Now, what is that exactly?
What is that? It's a film festival.
It's a film festival. Okay.
It's a porn convention. It's it's a chocolate fanciers get together.
Keep going. People who are big fans.
It's the Westminster Dog Show.
Okay. The West Coast version.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's people with the ability to fly.
Yeah.
They go.
Sure.
And they interact with fans in balloons.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's how it works. Anyway.
Okay.
No, it's San Diego Comic Con. Anyway, it's we went.
Yes.
And we did the thing. Here's the nice thing about San Diego Comic Con for us, which is we get to see friends that we do not see any other time. So that's the best part for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you don't see any of these friends at, say, Emerald City?
We do see some of them at Emerald, but basically just at cons.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the weird thing is, you know, we often talk about James, who's a cartoonist I work with on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
He's got an office directly across from me.
Mm-hmm.
I see him more often at conventions than I do across the hall.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, and have longer conversations with them when we're out of town. So that's just the way it kind of is.
Yes.
So it's nice. Yeah, it's nice seeing friends. It's nice seeing that. Like right now, the way...
I hope James takes this personally.
He will never listen to this.
Okay.
So, we can just badmouth James all we want.
That's...
Never listen to it.
Sure.
All right. Let me tell you something about James.
I have nothing bad to say about him. He's a great guy.
He is a pretty great guy. Anyway, the way it's kind of divided is...
We have to get him on the show.
Yeah, we do. We could just go over and get him now.
No, when we're done the Totally Tintin thing, we'll
okay, do fair it. Enough. There's Hall H.
Yeah.
And Hall H is where all...
H for hell.
The crazy banana stuff goes. That's where your Harrison Fords and Carrie Fishers
banana
and Mark
splits?
Hamills and
the banana,
whoever...
Are the banana splits there?
Yes, and whoever... there were. I did see quite a few banana splits toys. All the big stuff goes on. But it's so crazy and distant and different. It's just like two... It's weird. It feels like... I was going to go... It feels like America. It feels like there's the 1% and they're having the crazy rich party over there.
Yeah.
And the rest of us are over here and we're fine. But you know you're like right next door to the equivalent of Trump Tower where this fucking orgy of... is going on and just like... Ben Affleck and blah, blah, blah. And everything's happening over there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They did a thing with the Star Wars... where J.J. Abrams, after a panel, said, "Who wants to go to a concert? What? The city's allowing us to do this. Just everyone stand up and let's walk out, and we're going to go to a concert, a Star Wars concert, and everyone gets a free lightsaber." Everyone gets a lightsaber, a real working lightsaber.
Wow.
You could all burn each other with it. Yeah. They made, they got the technology, yeah, to make it work.
There's a few fatalities.
They went over and the San Diego Symphony Orchestra played a whole bunch of songs. They did all this stuff. That's the kind of stuff that happens there. The funny part about that was they all left and Kevin Smith had a panel next and he came out to no one, which I'm sure was like part of a gag. But it still was somewhat funny.
I hope they had a tumbleweed blow across.
Yes. But then the rest of the con is, you know, it's comics and toys and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And it's interesting. It's exciting. It's all that kind of stuff. And this was one of the first years where I might not go back next year. Maybe not next year. You will see. Unless I've got something that I'm...
You say, I'll be honest with you, you say that every year.
Yeah, maybe I do. But this one, maybe. Just because I went there and it's... There's not enough that's new for me. That's my thing. Is like you get there and you go, and it's really it's nice, and I like all the people, and again, I love seeing my friends.
Yeah.
But like once you walk into the con itself, it got weird for me this year because I felt like I'm almost dreaming, you know, because it's all the same stuff again.
Yeah.
You just feel like you've walked into a time loop.
Sure.
And like all the video games are over here, and they're all basically the same thing. And it's all the same people are over here selling the same art. And then over here, this is where this same booth is all the time. And it's, you know, it's like there's an Ant-Man panel. Wait, there was an Ant-Man panel at Marvel last year with all of these people. This is all this. It's all the same. You know, there's not enough that's new. And there is new stuff happening in comics. There's very exciting things that are happening in comics. I just didn't feel like it was maybe represented there. And to be fair about that, that might be because in the last 5 years, even the smaller panels have become impossible to get into.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so I don't get to go and see what's new at the panels, which is where they expose themselves. People expose themselves at
the
panels.
Oh, my God. Sounds exciting.
Yeah. But that's where they show what's going on. You see...
A lot of them just have bit parts.
Huh? The guy's it's the Dave Show. He's the best. He's the Dave Show. He's the best. He just broke the microphone. He's trying to pretend he didn't break the microphone. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, coming out of his salary. Too bad he's got this big tax bill. But yeah, I used to go and sit and see some of the independent comics panels and see what's coming out. And it was always very encouraging and exciting to see that.
This one thing.
Go ahead.
I don't really think $1,800 counts as a big tax bill. Anywhere. But anyway, go on.
It depends. Well, if you've got, it depends if it's like an extra $1,800.
Oh, no. If I paid it off right away, there's no penalties.
Okay.
Yeah. No interest or penalties by going through the arbitration
route.
As long as they follow the protocols.
Were they somewhat accurate in what your tax bill was? Did they like get it in the ballpark?
No, because I got a refund this year.
Oh, well, then they're full of shit. Yeah, that was good. But back to, are we back on the Dave Show?
No,
I'm telling you my thing. Anyway, so I didn't get that kind of
some bitterness here.
So all that I got from it was kind of walking around and people selling stuff.
Yeah.
And people sell stuff really in the same way every year.
Yeah.
So there's nothing unique about how you sell stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still some amazing stuff there. And sure. Artist Alley.
Those brooms that can pick up anything.
That's right.
Yeah.
This will snake your pipe. Yeah,
yeah,
ShamWows in all the shapes. Can
sure.
You can get a blanket that's a ShamWow.
Yeah.
So don't worry about peeing the bed. Take
or,
care of
or
itself.
Or the plane.
That's right.
Yeah. It's all's well that ends well.
Sure. But yeah, I think that's the thing. Because it's now reached the point where I can't go to any panels, I don't really know why I'm there. You know, afterwards, you know, you go to the bar and there's meetings you can have. And
yeah.
But again, the bars are so...
yes. Yeah, yeah.
And every restaurant...
What do you say? You get that bar voice. Yeah. You've been there like a couple
every
days.
Every restaurant you go into, it's a Desperado. Where do we come to?
Oh.
Why are you playing this?
You're playing some of my least favorite music.
Everybody who's here is here because they want to talk to people.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. All the time.
How come no one's insulted that song is sung in a pigeon English?
How so?
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've never karaoke'd it.
It's freaking insulting.
But everyone there wants to talk
to Dutch people.
To other people. And yet the music is playing so incredibly loud.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, just for this time, because no one is here in town right now for any reason but this.
Yeah.
Because it would be ridiculous to get a hotel here for anything but this because they've jacked up all the hotel prices ridiculously. So let's just assume everyone's here for this, right? turn the fucking music down so we can all talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
So how about we do that?
Sure. So, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm 100% on your side.
Yeah. The only
There's
I saw
no
one,
need to argue with
me. I saw one person dancing. It was adorable. She was like a 7-year-old girl, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And we looked at her and went like, somebody's enjoying the music.
Yeah.
It's the only person that's ever going to be enjoying the music.
Let's face it. It could be a lot quieter, and she'd still enjoy it.
Right. That's true. That's a fair point. But it's nice, but it feels like it's grown bigger, but it just has not evolved. And I didn't go to the Eisners, which is always kind of inspiring too, because you see a wide variety of work.
Yeah.
So you go like, oh yeah, no, the industry itself and comics I love.
Yeah.
Even movies I love. All these things are things I love. But when I get there, I kind of go, how they're being sold to me is in a way I don't love and without any real creativity that's in the things that I love.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit grinding.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So I don't know. If we have something that we're promoting next year, and hopefully we will. And I think that was another thing too, was I wanted to have something that I was talking about this year, and it didn't end up coming out in time. So that was a little frustrating. So yeah. I couldn't talk about that. And other things we can't talk about. So yeah. So it was a little bit like almost. And then we kept missing friends who were going to things. We just missed them, and we just missed this person and someone I wanted to meet with. Their iPad broke down, so we couldn't contact each other. And it was like, oh, fudge. But, you know, so you just walk around and enjoy the sunshine. And that's okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in San Diego.
We are.
That's kind of neat, too.
It is. They have palm trees there.
But it's probably nice any other 2 weeks of the year. It's probably really nice there.
Except for people that live there who say it's incredibly dull.
Is that right?
Very boring. Yeah.
But I feel that way about Vancouver.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I just feel like there's not that much to do here.
That's fair. I think the things you do in Vancouver, you got to really make them. You know, things don't come here that often.
Yeah.
Which is why I think when they have festivals here, everyone goes, oh, something. And then it's gone.
Yeah.
We basically have one theater company that's doing big shows here.
Yeah.
And I love theater. Like when I go to England, it's ridiculous. It's just like, why don't you guys see in plays all the time? They're all, there's all these places that are selling tickets for like a quarter of the price. Why don't you all? That's amazing.
Because people don't live here in that way. Yeah. So it's a lot different. Yeah. We're not England. So that's a difference.
Yeah,
we're not compacted together as well.
You go to a play here, and I do like theater. I like being in theater. I like making theater.
Yeah.
But you go to a play here, and it's nothing against people who are old, but it's the elderly. It's people who have season tickets to the shows, and they buy them all at the beginning of the year, and then they see them all because why wouldn't you? You paid for it, so I'm going to go, but they don't want to be there. But they're sitting in the audience. They're like, it's fine. So you got, an elderly woman who's seeing Avenue Q, and she's not
not digging it.
Not digging how the internet is for porn song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of felt that when I mentioned going to the ballet, and we went to see a very, very modern ballet, and I kind of feel the audience is being ill at ease. And I think I mentioned that with the coughing thing that people do when they're not comfortable.
Yes.
And there's a lot of that, a lot of people coughing to clear their... this is... people are dancing kind of strangely.
Yep. There was a lot of nice... Again, there's a lot of people that we saw there that were fantastic, and that part was great.
Yeah.
But you know, the stuff I like, I think now, is like stuff like Bandcalf, you know, where, you know, it's... And we were talking, you and me and my wife and my sister-in-law, Vicky, about cons and how...
Former friends of the show.
Former friends of the show.
Yeah.
Now, dire enemies.
True blue.
But my wife, Pia, she went a long time ago.
I like to call them tax snitches.
Sure. But like, she went back when she found out about it 1 week. And then went the next week.
Yeah.
Like her aunt,
that's amazing. You couldn't do that now.
You couldn't do that
You
now.
Can do that for any show
It's
now.
An impulse thing. Yeah. You go, you show, you have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, she got to see Mobius. She got to see all these amazing people.
Wow. That's,
all this
that's
fantastic
incredible.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But then we were talking about how then the con grows to the point where you can't access things anymore.
No.
Now, Vancalf is at the point where it's still new here.
Yeah.
But I wonder if, like, within 5 years, it's going to grow to the point where you're just like, I can't.
What's a little different, though, because sort of like TCAF as well, and then it sense that it's a curated show.
Yes.
So you have to apply to be a part of the show.
But size wise, because you know it was pretty crowded at but it was free. To
yeah,
be fair,
it's free.
You know, but
I mean, but think about TCAF. I mean, TCAF has been going now for quite a few years.
That's true.
And it's much bigger than Vancalf.
That is
and I mean,
true.
And it's in a library. And I don't know if they plan to move out of the library. I mean, they could obviously move to a larger location, but I think they like where they are. Mm-hmm. And so once again, it's a kind of a boutique show. It's all people apply to go be.
I think it would change if there was too many people coming for free that were swarmed and you couldn't like make your way around. Then they would probably have to expand.
Well, I mean, you probably have limits on how many people can be there at any one time because of.
Yeah,
of,
then you have to have door security.
Fire marshal restrictions and stuff like that. But I mean, there's always volunteers.
As it is now, it's nice and loosey goosey and fun and you get to see everything you want. Yeah. And it's. Yeah. You know, it's free panels and it's, you know, and that means that the people who are selling stuff make money because people come in and are able to spend their money on the thing they're going to spend their money on, which is great.
And you also get people who come in on a whim.
Right. But this is just something that happens with cons. I mean, that's the thing with Emerald City. We were there we were guests at the first Emerald City.
Yeah.
And it was, again, loosey-goosey, fine, come, say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you're going and all of a sudden you're at a panel where everyone's playing Guitar Hero and it's all these amazing comic book artists and we're jamming up there and we're all having fun and you can talk to anybody you want. And now it's at the point where it's getting a little big. You can't get into the panels anymore. Like, I can't go to a panel at Emerald City for the most part.
No,
they all sell out.
Yeah.
If I'm doing a show there...
Or you go very early. I saw Jeff Smith at the... Not, obviously, this year. I didn't go this year, but the last year. But I think I was there like an hour ahead of time sitting on the carpet waiting.
Well, I mean, and we're not known in Seattle, but like our Critical Hit show or Improv Against Humanity, which I did, both of those shows were totally sold out.
To be realistic, they did put you into a smaller room the second year, which was weird.
Second year, this year though,
it was a bigger room. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
And the Improv Against Humanity room was quite large.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just that amount of people, you know, and so it expands. You know, it's something like PAX. You know, was small, then gets bigger. Now it's insane. This is the way these cons go.
It's so big, it has to be on two coasts.
I think it might be three.
It's bi-coastal.
I think they've created a new coast just for the
con. For that show.
Yeah,
Tri-coastal.
Yep.
It's in the Gulf of Mexico.
I think. Oh, I was going to go with they've dug a big hole in Canada and made a lake just so they can actually call it a coast.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good too.
But the con itself, swell and dandy and amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things though that I was really impressed with because it was new was I went to the Xbox. You know, big display hotel thing.
Xbox, I never heard of it. That's brand new.
Oh, it's a box where you can look in and see porn.
Isn't that the triple Xbox? This sounds very mild.
Oh, well, la-di-da. Someone enjoys triple X porn. I like keeping it nice and 70s, my friend.
I don't want any penetration. No penetration.
I think it's just X.
You can't have any penetration in X, I don't think.
Okay, wait a second. Deep Throat was rated X, and there was penetration in that, wasn't there?
Yes, they penetrated her throat.
Anyhow, I listened through your story, and I didn't interrupt with a bunch. I did, too. I totally interrupted the whole thing. I saw a video game
That's
there.
That's impossible.
That was pretty great.
Okay, what was the video game?
Though incredibly difficult.
This is the one with the kind of 1920s look? Yeah, 1920s animation?
1930s, yeah.
1930s, sorry, yeah.
It was called Cuphead. And it looks like an old Max Fleischer cartoon.
Okay.
And it's a cup and a mug, you know, with... faces,
yes,
and they make a deal.
Features.
They're gambling with the devil. They lose the bet, and the devil goes, "You've got to do my bidding and go beat these monsters or something." So they go, and it's all 1930s style, and it's amazing. Huh. It's hand drawn.
Yeah,
the whole video game is hand drawn. Beautiful, incredibly difficult.
Yeah,
a game. But I saw this and was like, "New! It's something new!"
Yeah.
Everybody, we're busy playing Halo 75. Okay, that's fun. Hey, we're doing Tomb Raider 54. That's great. This thing, look at it. Yeah, it was really impressive.
Wow.
Very neat.
That sounds kind of neat.
We're playing Super Mario. He's got a new hat. It's okay. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Super Mario's got a new hat.
Super Mario shopping carts.
Yeah. A lot of people were there in our hotel. They had the Nintendo basement, and so all the Nintendo games were playing. And I watched a lot of Splatoon.
Tintin on the Moon? Oh, no, sorry, that's Amiga.
Oh, boy, I wish they brought that back. They're playing Splatoon, which is in the future. The environment's gone all screwed up, and now it's just squids.
Oh, I thought it was two Splatoons.
Nope, it was just squids.
Yeah.
We've turned into squids. The way the Nintendo folks describe it, it unites all of the characters from all the Nintendo games together. So Pikmin, it happens after the Pikmin universe. It happens after everyone's died in the Mario universe because there's squid creatures in the Mario universe, and they evolve into these creatures and this thing. Yeah, so it all connects apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Didn't understand it. But didn't, kids were enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. So they weren't questioning it like you were.
Would you want to go to the San Diego Comic-Con?
Does
it interest you as a semi-nerd?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm a semi-nerd, so my interest in it... Did I say semi-nerd? That's so... As a semi-nerd, my interest in it would be... You know, I used to think a lot about it, but I kind of think no.
Yeah.
I feel like Emerald City is as good as I need to get in that way. Like, I'm not that interested in, like, the film part of it.
Right.
You know, or the TV part of it, to be honest with you. There's shows I enjoy, but... I mean, you know,
wouldn't go to the Teen Wolf panel.
I'm not going to go to the Teen Wolf panel. I'm not going to go to the Grimm panel or whatever. I'm not, you know, I enjoy the shows, but I just don't.
You're not going to Grimm cosplay.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. Well, no, probably not.
Let me flip that question. If you were going to cosplay as anything, what would you cosplay as?
If I was going to cosplay as anything?
Yeah.
Well, I would, you know, I guess Doctor Who, Tom Baker, Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, if it's going to be like science fiction-y or nerdy in that kind of way.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Also be good to go as Calvin.
From Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah. Just carry around a toy tiger and have a striped shirt. It'd be pretty easy. Short, striped shirt, hair spiked up. There you go. You're Calvin.
I think I'd like to go as someone who's completely covered up. And I'd go with a couple people, cameramen,
yeah,
shooting me.
Yeah.
So people think I'm a celebrity.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the thing with the celebrities. Like, yeah, when you got your Alton Browns or your Adam Savages who go and they all dress up. They will film themselves going through the con, you know, incognito, but people now know it's them because there's cameras.
Yeah, yeah. So you just would fake it that you were a celebrity.
I would fake that I'm a celebrity.
Yeah.
And people would like be constantly like, I wonder if he's he's probably, that could be Seth Rogen. He's got kind of a Seth Rogen figure. I wonder if it's...
Yeah.
I wonder who that is. Could be. My favorite person that did that, you know, there's things like Bryan Cranston, of course. He did one last year, or maybe it's the year before, where he cosplayed as his character from Breaking Bad.
Okay.
He had like a mask of his character.
Yeah.
And was just walking through the con. And then when he got to his actual panel, he took off. He was in the audience.
Yeah.
And someone was like, oh, look at this guy. He's fantastic. Brought him up and he took the mask off and it was him. And everyone went, ah, we saw you so often in the con. But my favorite person doing that was dressed as Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And it was Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She went full Darth Vader outfit, walked around the con, got to see everything, and then went to a panel. Because she's tall.
Yes, she could get away with it. But, you know, you're wearing a Darth Vader mask. Do you really see everything?
I think probably.
Or very tunnel vision.
I don't know. I think you've got the technology now where probably you can see through that pretty well.
The technology.
I'm sure they do.
There's no technology.
There's no looking through holes technology.
There are looking through holes, but the holes you're looking through are narrow and look in one direction.
I'm sure there's.
Well, your face is a long way away from them.
I think there are two-way mirrors that you could, like, I think that's the technology, isn't it?
Doesn't matter.
Spider-Man doesn't go, I can't see nothing, like when he's doing
the
stuff.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right?
I mean, this is like right on his face. It's like pressed against his face.
Uh-huh.
The Darth Vader thing is not. Your head is, your eyes are a long way away from the helmet.
I've seen so many Darth Vaders and no Darth Vader has ever tripped over nothing. So there's something going on there.
Yeah, they have underlings who clear stuff away from them for them. Yeah.
No, this is not true. This is not true at all.
A lot of underlings.
Well, something I think you might like is to go, not to go, but to just walk around outside and see all the free stuff.
Okay.
Because there's always like, big obstacle courses and people running through things.
Yeah.
Oh, and you could then argue with all the religious guys out there too and go like, hey, that's an incorrect quoting of the Bible. I did that. I did that with a fella who was, okay, there's a lot of people who are there with signs.
Yes.
Telling you things that God feels about you.
Sure.
And there was one guy who actually...
I'm glad that they know.
It was a weird...
Exactly what God is saying.
Yeah, this was a weird one too. I'm just going to say one thing about this one guy first, and then I'm going to tell you about this other guy.
Okay.
There was one guy who... I liked his style because I hadn't seen this before, and I'm like, I'll take new over almost anything.
Okay.
So he had a giant Bible that was looked like it was camouflage, right? It was all camouflage colors.
Okay.
And then he was next to it as a soldier, like an army soldier.
Okay.
And he was just yelling at you. And I'll tell you something about God. He ordered this. And he got about this commandment. And I was like giving you the old, though he was yelling like a sergeant, even though he was a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think you got to dress up as the guy from Full Metal Jacket with the hat.
Lee Ermey.
Yeah, that's what you want to be for if you're going to do this. But I went like, it's basically like a green army man,
You
know, who all of a sudden found Jesus and now wants to yell him into you. By the way, I don't
think... Best way to spread the word of love.
Is to yell into somebody. It was
Love is loud.
So we had
this. Don't you remember that part in Corinthians?
Love is loud.
Love is loud. Love is very, very loud. Love yells at you all day long. Yeah.
I don't know Corinthians. I'm sorry.
Paul, you know that's the love is speech. Love
I don't
is,
really. I'm sorry.
Love is kind. Love is.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
All right. Well, we may do a Bible podcast at one point. If so, we'll get into that.
We will.
So there was a fella there.
It's pretty famous.
And you went like, this guy's a little different because he's got a cop next to him. Why has he got a cop next to him?
Because he's under arrest.
Because he's under arrest for being a jerk. No, he's because he's saying stuff that would make people lunge at him if they didn't have a cop there.
Oh, really?
So basically, yeah. He was doing a lot of stuff about, you know, gays shouldn't adopt and this kind of stuff. And he was a muscly guy and bald, and he was like about 50 and doing all the yelling at you. And so there was a bit of debate coming back at him.
Sure.
And
is it really debate, people yelling at each other?
It kind of was.
Okay.
Because the people around were not being offended by this stuff.
Yeah.
It was just like, no.
I'm glad people aren't offended by it, actually.
No. Well, I was there.
You can't take it seriously, so.
Yeah, I was there, and I was just saying, well, this is.
It's kind of like mental illness you're looking at, so.
Well, maybe.
It is. I mean, that kind of obsessive behavior is a mental illness.
Or, you know, I think people can be assholes without being mentally ill. I think you can be a jerk without being mentally ill, and I just think
that level of obsessive interest in something is a sign of
how it interested me was I was walking by and he went that it takes a man and a woman to raise a child, you know, two lesbians or two, you know, queers can't do this, and I was like, well, and so I just stopped and went like, oh no, that's not true, I know some people. No, you're just wrong. Factually, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And so I'm talking to him like factually. No. I know what you're thinking. But no, factually, that's not true. I know some people. So it's fine.
Yeah.
And then he was going on and his thing. He was like, well, that's just silly. He's being silly. That's not how things are at all. No. And so it wasn't getting mad. And so people kind of got on side with me with just like, that is silly. Well, that's ridiculous. And then he started getting a little angrier that.
Yeah.
And then he started like, sort of trying to pick fights, but it was just like, well, you can't pick a fight. You got a cop right there.
Yeah.
And he's just going to, like, the cop is protecting you from everybody.
Yeah.
But if you come at us, and you could see the cop there, and the cop is there just like, I don't want to be, I don't like this job. And it's like, if you, as this guy, made a move on one of us, this is the greatest day this cop will ever have.
Because
this cop's going to grab the guy, and then everyone around is going to cheer, and you're going to be the hero cop of San Diego.
Yeah, yeah.
But next to him was, there was a fellow over there with a sign as well. I forget what verse it was, but it was one of the kind verses from the Bible. And he was just saying,
was it Corinthians? Love is kind?
It was something, but he had a, you know, he was there going like, don't listen to him. He needs a police officer next to him. That kind of guy, he's just making us all look bad. That's not what God wants. Come on. Just stop giving him attention. Stop it. So I went over and gave that guy attention for a while. I was like, okay, what do you got to say? Oh, this. Oh, okay, thanks. All right, I'm gonna be nice to the good kid and not just pay attention to blah, blah, blah over here. But a lot of people... Oh, yeah, there was a guy who was putting down Robin Williams as well.
Everybody
got
angry.
And everyone got mad at that. Basically, Robin Williams is going to hell for his suicide and, you know, that thing. And it's just like, no. But then they got into a bit of a... They had a marketing campaign for the new Damien series as well. So they had similar signs that were there, just like, you are the one, Damien. It's all for you, right next to it. And then there was a couple of, like, Hulk has found Jesus. And there was a lot of interesting cosplay there as well. I think you would be interested to see that.
That does sound kind of interesting.
Yes.
And I am, as I say, I am interested in people's mental illnesses.
Yes.
So I do like to see that. And when I say mentally, I don't mean that they're like totally crazy. I just mean that they obviously are obsessing about something.
Yes.
And they've taken that obsession. You know, they could go anywhere. They could be obsessed about airplanes. They could be obsessed about fish. They could be obsessed, you know, but they just happen to be obsessed about Old Testament Bible.
The con is full of people obsessed about things.
Sure.
Absolutely.
They should recognize a kindred spirit. They're just not interested in the same... things, you know.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing is you're seeing obsession with obsession.
Yeah,
and
you're in the Marvel universe, you're in the DC universe, he's in the Bible universe. That's his.
He's in a Bible universe. He's in the ultimate Bible universe, not to be confused with the mainstream Bible universe, which is over here. Yeah, no, that just reminds me of something where I used to get reviews for my Futurama comics, and it was it was online, and so, you know, the things would all be the drawings are great, and you know, and then everything would be, it's that score out of five, right?
Yeah.
And so it would be like six paragraphs, and five of the paragraphs are, this joke is really good, and I liked how this, and this story went fine, and this was fantastic, and just is all praise. Then gets to the sixth one, but it used time travel. And Matt Groening has said time travel should not be used much in the Futurama universe. And so this just betrays the very idea of the Futurama universe, which negates any other reason for the... And it's 2 out of 5 for the story. I'm like, well, okay. But that's that kind of obsession,
yeah,
right? You know, you've got some...
Minutia. Yeah.
That just like, well, but, you know, it's a good place to let your minutia flag
let
fly.
Let your minutia flag fly. Because usually that's a sign of other problems with minutia. So just that sort of obsessive behavior, it's, you know, whatever. That's fine.
I mean, and we're two guys that's that do okay. a Tintin podcast.
There you go.
Like, I just did a podcast with you where every time we came upon a car, you listed the type of the car it is.
I had a lot of free time today. I'm unemployed now.
Oh, understood. Like, yeah. we're both minutia guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I can minutia the hell out of the Avengers, man. I can minutia out of a lot of things. I can minutia through the history of improv so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I'm not going to pick up a sign and start yelling at people.
Not even for improv?
No, because I got the internet, so that's I can yell at people online.
You can yell from a safe distance.
Yeah, it's louder online. But you mentioned that you're not working right now, so.
I am not working, yeah. My job ended officially last Friday. I walked out under a lot of bonhomie. There's a lot of, nice working with you, love you, okay. I think you're a great guy.
I thought it was like the Montreal Bonhomme Carnival show.
Bonhomme,
that's
right.
To lead you out.
He escorted me out, made sure I didn't steal the stapler.
He's got a lot of free time during the summer months.
He came in, he's smoking a cigarette.
Bonjour,
monsieur. I'm here to escort you out.
Are you Bonhomme Carnival?
That's what I said. Why are you wearing a red cap? It's the middle of summer, practically.
It's what I fucking
Oh, my God, this heat. Oh, I'm melting. It's a... Yeah. At least he was watering the plants while he was waiting outside for me.
Good for him.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
But everyone was very pleasant as you...
Yeah, we had a pizza dinner or a pizza lunch, which was weird because, you know, the guy that's kind of taken over as what he thinks is going to be the boss. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've established pretty well that he's a sociopath. So there's like no organization to it. It's not like...
So we
you
had
know,
pineapple on his
let's,
pizza.
Oh my God. Sure sign of... So, no, it's like, you know, we have a conference room where everyone could have sat around the table and chatted. But no, we have to eat it standing up in the lunchroom because he doesn't want to. I thought he was just going to take it back to his office. That's what it felt like. Like, it was weird. So everyone felt awkward and no one wanted to like settle down into anything. So that was too bad. But other than that, you know, it was a good end. And I was sort of fantasizing in the morning. I was thinking to myself, you know what? I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm just going to disappear because goodbye is weird. And I'll just, they'll just be kind of like, you know, around 4 o'clock or 4:30. They'll be like, oh, where'd Dave go? And then they go outside and the one door is open and I'm gone. I just walked around the building, got in my car and drove off. But then I was like, nah, that's kind of goofy. It's weird. It's like making a dramatic, you know, instead of avoiding drama, you're like creating drama in a way, even though you're not there for it. You've created this kind of sense he was mad.
I know it's a serious topic, but here's what I would.
Serious as a heart attack.
It was funny when Sanford did it and Sanford and Son would fake a heart attack. Like, I'm coming, Elizabeth. That was a funny heart attack.
Okay, that's the kind of heart attack I mean.
I don't know how Red Fox died. I wonder if it was a heart attack. And no one would take him seriously. Everyone's just laughing.
He was killed in a terrible way by dogs in a hunt.
All right, everybody.
They cornered him.
Here's
dogs tore him to pieces.
Right.
One of the guys cut off his tail and took it home as a trophy.
It was a different time. So
okay, then.
Here's what I would do if I was you. I would buy two sets of clothing.
Okay.
Identical.
This is getting elaborate, but all right.
I would come to your last day.
Sure.
And then I would just casually every so often mention the rapture. And just go like, did you hear? There was word that the rapture was going to happen today. I know, it's stupid.
I don't really believe it in myself. There's a lot of premillennialists. I'm more
ridiculous.
Of a postmillennial.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, you do your sneaking around the back and leave.
Yeah.
But you leave a set of your clothing on the floor.
Yeah.
It's just like... looks like you just disappeared in your clothing. And then when they come in and just like,
Put some dry ice in it so it's a little mist rising from it.
That's right. And then you just have like a Bible next to it. Sure. Like just open to a page about the rapture.
Well, no, you have an appointment book open. You know, it says singing church choir.
Yes. That's it.
Bible study.
That's right. Sunday school. Sunday school. On the weekend. Absolutely. Just have that open. And maybe like a half drunk soda with the ice melting next to it that just fell by the floor.
Yeah.
Just straight edge soda.
Sure.
Nothing.
Yeah, of course not.
Maybe not even caffeine in it.
Yeah.
And then you just leave the clothes on the floor.
It's a good old 7-Up.
And then, yeah, they all come in and just like, oh, my. Yeah.
He's been taken up.
Yeah,
right. We're stuck here.
That's right. And then
we're here for the tribulation.
That's right. Then they all start like murdering each other at the end.
Thank God. You know, I don't hold anything against most of them, you know?
No. Like, most of them don't have a thing to do with it.
Even the guy who came to replace me, he was a nice guy. Like,
the sociopath?
No. The guy who was brought in by the sociopath to replace me.
Oh,
he was a nice guy. Like, he didn't. He's just doing a job.
He was
like,
just sociopath helper.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. When you work at a job and your boss calls you and he says, I want you to go here, you have to say, yeah. You can't say, I don't feel like it.
Okay.
I want you to go here. There's a guy there. You're going to replace him, but that's fine. He's leaving. You can't say no, because then you're going backwards. You can't go backwards in a job. You have to go forwards.
Mm.
You know, and I feel like maybe I wouldn't have lost that job if I think my boss, either out of a sense of misplaced loyalty or something, some sort of weird passive-aggressive thing. I think she kind of scuppered me in a way, and I don't know if she meant to. But I know that things that they were planning for me to do, I never did. Like, they wanted me to come to Toronto to learn to fix machines.
Right.
And I never did. And I kind of wonder if she was, like, getting in the way of that. Kind of saying, well, he's just a shipper receiver. He doesn't need to learn that, you know. And I feel like, you know, she's trying to watch my back, but at the same time, she kind of didn't help me.
Yeah.
If that's what happened. I don't really know for sure. I'm not going to badmouth anybody. It's a whatever. So I'm now officially a gentleman of leisure.
Right. Let me say this. I don't think if we get back in a year, like if we 1 year to the day, we talk about this.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way you're going to go, I really missed that job. I wish I hadn't been let go. I can't see that ever. I can't see that happening. I can't think whatever you're doing in a year, it'll be, this would have been, you know, okay.
I hope I'm working in a year. That's my feeling.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Can't see that not.
Because right now it's
case.
Right now it's, you know, like for someone who has like a terrible morale at the best of times, this is really demoralizing what I'm going through
it's
right
tough.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of no. I don't really enjoy no. I like yes. That's my favorite word for people to say to me. Do you like me? Yes. Oh, that's what I like to hear. Not do you like me? Not really.
No one says
you
that.
You don't really don't really fit our plans or whatever, you know. And if you're still interested, log into our blah blah.
Yeah.
Blah. I've had a few no's, so it's a bit, ugh, I don't like it.
Right.
I think my problem my biggest problem is I don't suit any of these jobs that I'm applying for, really. I'm not, I'm no way am I should do these jobs. I'm just not, like, not that kind of person. Saying that, this is a position I put myself in, so I have to climb into this bed I've made.
Okay.
And kind of snuggle down into those uncomfortable sheets. But, you know, that's the way it is. So now I've got to, like, convince people that I should do these jobs that I clearly, they just don't think I, part of the problem I think is that, Lisa has done a lot of the, put my resume together and stuff like that. Cause
right.
I'm terrible at these sort of things. So,
no one's good at it, but okay, go ahead.
But it's good if someone,
very
it's better,
good people are good.
It's better if someone does it for you because
yes,
they're
much better.
They can, they're kind of more objective than you are.
Yes.
But I'm wondering now if it's a mistake to say that I do Sneaky Dragon. If that's a mistake to talk about podcasts and things like that for some of the jobs, because it makes you seem like you're flaky.
I think it makes sense if the job is young feeling, like if it's a modern job, if it's an old timey job, no.
Yeah.
If it's a modern job, yeah, it makes you feel you're involved with something that's now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that would be a very specific thing to bring
up. I think so too. And so I'm starting to think I might just take it off of the resume. The problem is, I don't really do a lot.
Would it be okay for you to say broadcaster?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's a way to go about it. And
yeah.
if someone like goes, well, what's that about? Then you've got things like, was it The Guardian that reviewed us?
Telegraph.
And, you know, the magazines and Fast Company and what have you.
NME, yeah.
And yeah, that's right. So you've got those and you can go like, well, as a broadcaster, I do this podcast. And then you can follow up on that and do that. But yes, That yeah. might be a way of going about it.
No, you're right. The problem is that it makes you look like you're not that interested in the job that you're doing. That you're really, your true love is outside of work and doing this thing. And any time it might take off for you and then you're going. You're going to leave because you do this.
You can't just write, but I'm not very good at that, so don't worry.
Yes, right. Listen to it and you'll find out how what my chances of success are. I should put that in there, actually. That'd probably be helpful. No, it's a different... You know, when I got my job at Sunburst Medical,
right.
my job interview was essentially me going in, talking to the boss's son about the teacher strike, which was on at that time. His wife was a teacher. Mm-hmm. My wife's a teacher. So we talked about that. We talked about the Vancouver Canucks.
Right.
And then he offered me the job. And then I said, okay. And then I said, oh, I should ask what I get paid. And then he told me, and I went, well, that's less than I thought. But okay, that's fine, whatever. I need a job, that's fine. So I just got the job. Like, there's nothing to it. There was no official interview. Like, so far, I've had to do, like, phone interviews. Mm-hmm. I am terrible on the phone.
Everyone is.
I'm the worst person on the phone.
Nope, everyone is.
No, I'm the worst person on the phone. I am. This is the Dave Show.
Okay.
And Dave Show says, no. Uh-huh. The fucking Dave Show.
Right.
I say I'm fucking terrible. Because I can't see a person's face, so I don't know what do they want? Like, what do their questions mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if someone asks you this question,
okay.
Talk about our company.
What is the company? Give me the company.
Well, one, let's say it's Ritchie Brothers. One was an auction place.
An auction place?
Yeah, auction house. Talk about our company.
Well, you're an auction house that provides auctions for people who like auctions.
You pretty much hit the nail on the head.
No, you can't
go back.
Please.
Because it's one time only.
Please let me do it one more time.
You cannot say.
I've got a good one.
Can I have a do-over?
I've got a good one.
Can I have, Mr. Telephone Interviewer, can I have a do-over?
Let me do it one more time because I've got it for comedy purposes.
Okay, comedy purposes.
All right, so ask me that again.
Okay, so what do you think of our company?
Well, I want to tell you about your company. It's a great company. I think it's really hire this guy. You can hire this guy once. You can hire this guy twice. I'm going to hire this guy and he's hired.
That's it. I said on...
Sold, American.
I said sold... Blah, 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 sold, American.
This is why before any interview...
This is before... My wife is saying this is why before any interview...
Before interview, you look at their Wikipedia page or you look at their website...
I did.
And you do their overview. And you just...
Is that what they want me to do? Just tell them what they are?
Yes, yes.
I want to know that you've looked at what they do and that you understand what they are.
I didn't know that.
Now I do. Yeah, you look at how they present themselves.
Okay.
And then try to find a way of then get out the old thesaurus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they say groundbreaking, new. Then you just find a word that's similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But if nothing else, it means you've put in a little bit of effort in that way.
Oh, I could have done
that.
I know,
but everyone's shit on the phone. Everyone's shit on the phone. People who are great on the phone are shit on the phone. Everyone's shit on the phone. And it's like when people go, I hate schmoozing. Everyone hates schmoozing. Schmoozing's the worst.
Yeah.
It's no one likes
it. I don't mind schmoozing. I like talking to people if I can see their faces.
I understand.
Because then if I see their eyes glaze over, then I know I'm boring them and it's time to move on.
Yeah.
But if I can't.
Then you can start doing push-ups.
That's right. One-handed push-ups. I don't one-arm push-ups. Is one-arm push-ups, one-arm bandits? I can start doing one-arm bandits.
You can rob them.
I can just rob them right away with one hand behind my back.
And then you don't need money because you're a thief now.
Yay!
The police are on their way, Dave.
On the road again? Police are on their way again. What have I done now? Have I committed violation of tax? Violation of tax.
You have committed robbery of bank, and the police are on their way.
I love that
if you could return some of the money.
This is the word they said, violation of tax. I just love that name. International fraud.
Yep.
And disregarding legal notice.
Well, it sounds like you've got something to put on your resume now.
I certainly do. Yeah, no, it's just difficult. And then the other question I hate that is when they ask is, do you have any questions?
Okay.
Because I don't.
No. Then you got to find out what that means.
Can I have the job?
No, I know. That's a nice thing to add. Okay. So they're asking you, do you have any questions? So what do you think they want you to ask then? That's the thing. Like obviously there's a right response to this. What is that right response to when someone asks, do you have any questions? Is this just a way of saying the interview's over? It's a polite way of saying it? Because after do you have any questions, we're clearly done.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if they want to. I can't see them. I can't see what they want. They're a disembodied voice on a phone asking me a weird question that has no right answer or wrong answer.
What mistakes do people make on these job interviews? That might not be a bad one.
That's right. Am I impressing you?
No, not that. Don't make it about you.
Yeah.
Make it about This person is doing a lot of interviews. Yeah. So how can you make it about them?
I don't know what they want. I don't know if that'd be a good question. I don't think they want you to pry into the process.
Wait. This is a good one to throw out to our audience. When someone at the end of a job interview goes, do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Is the correct thing to do at that point to say no, meaning I get everything in here.
Yeah.
I understand everything. Or is there a question you should ask to leave a positive, impression?
Yeah.
At that point, I wonder. I think, if you guys know, let us know.
Do you just say, just quickly say no and then hang up the phone like I do? Is that the question? Is that no?
Yeah, and then you just flush the toilet, giving them the impression that you've been on the bathroom the whole time.
Well, I was scared shitless.
Yeah. What? No, it is tough to do them on. It is tough to do them on the phone.
It's hard to find jobs. Let's put it that way.
I think like one thing that was an advantage for me was when I was younger, being an actor was I got a lot of rejection, like a lot of rejection.
Yeah.
So much so that in a job interview situation, I don't think I'm ever going to get it. So I go in with like not caring about that, and I'm okay.
Yeah.
I got rejection kind of proofed. Because I got a lot of like hard no's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't feel nervous when I'm talking to them. I'm not nervous about the job or the interview.
How do you feel after you're done? Do you feel like you should have said something differently?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
But that feels like that. I feel like that about this stupid podcast. So
yeah.
How do I feel on a job interview?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of insulted that you call it a stupid podcast. And just put a lot of work into it. We've been doing it 3 years, but that's fine.
Yeah.
So anyway, Dave, you got any questions before we... Anyway, I got you some.
Can I have the podcast?
Dave, do you know how we just went for some pizza?
Yeah.
I got something to tell you. What? You should have just eaten it standing up. Here's how it goes. Oh, yeah. Dear.
Oh, dear.
No, it's like, yeah, it's an interesting situation for you because you've got like two very distinct skill sets. You know, one is your work skill set and the things you want to do for work.
Yeah.
And then there's your art skill set and your writing skill set, but that's not something you specifically want to do for work. So it's, yeah, that's a tricky one. I mean, the work and the writing skill set, obviously, you've been showcasing for a number of years and you've got stuff there. I just wish there was something you could do with that to, you know, because you've been demonstrating that very nicely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But for what it's worth, is what it comes down to. For what it's worth. Well, I mean, it has value to me, but
right.
I mean, in terms of what it's worth, it's apparently not very much. But that's fine.
To who? Like, what do you mean? It's
to the world and at the world at large.
Oh, but you haven't. Okay, but you haven't had a job interview with the world at large on that. So
you're
making assumptions on that.
They have not asked me. Do you have any questions about your art?
I think the thing is, like, you know, again, this is where it's you know, you're either going for these job interviews where it's you and a bunch of other fellas for a generic job that you're trying to fill.
Yeah.
And then your other stuff, which, again, I get that this won't be your main income, but is stuff that only you could do. Like, this podcast is something only you could do. The stuff that you do every week art-wise is something only you can do. When you do a comic, it's something only you can do. That's your unique... No one can replace you on that.
Yeah.
That's just you. When you write a story, that's only you. And that's a very different thing than the other job situation. And it's tricky. It's tricky, you know?
Well, they're both tricky. I mean, one, it's tricky because, you know... It's not that I think it's impossible to... Now, I don't think it's impossible to make a living as an artist. When I was younger, I did. I was taught that, and I believed it.
Right.
That's difficult. I think it's obviously difficult to make a living in that.
Right, and you don't right away.
And you don't right away, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you do, it'll be a slow burn, and then up and build and build and build, yes.
The other job, yeah, it's just a cookie cutter that you're trying to be the cookie that they want, you know. You know, is that what the cookie shape that they want for their cookie cutter? That's what they want.
You want a
day
job that you can go to, you know, work hard at, but not, you know, but then
not emotionally engaging.
Shut off,
yeah.
And then do the rest of your life and be with your family and have a vacation and have your weekends and do the other stuff that you want to do. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I brought up the Ritchie Brothers one. They asked me a question that right away made me lose interest in the job, which is, are you interested in doing overtime and working weekends? And I'm not.
No.
I'm not interested in
those
things.
The reason you're having this job is so you don't have that, so that you can live your life.
Yeah.
So that's the trick bit, is like, normally I would say the thing you do in a job interview is to show that you've got a passion for the thing.
Yeah.
But you don't.
that's a problem,
like, listen, I'm going to go there, and within, you know, whatever, this hour and this hour, I'm going to be a hard worker who's going to do the most, like, I'm going to do all this stuff for you, I'm going to learn quick, whatever you want, you're going to have a really good employee, and then at 5 o'clock, fuck y'all. I'm going home. Do you want to stay for an extra? Nope. Bye. Out. Gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to be emotionally connected
right.
to that.
And I think a lot of people in those kind of businesses are looking for someone who's like, you know, I want to grow with the company.
Yeah.
I think you do a good product and I want to get on board with this company and see where it grows and how it goes blah, 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 blah. And it's like, nope.
And that's why I couldn't be a farrier for more than 10 years. As I just could not, I was just emotionally killing me because I didn't enjoy being so connected to the job. I mean, it's right. a very emotional job. You're dealing with people's children. Mm-hmm. Their horses are like their kids.
Yeah,
still. Many
they're
of them,
bonded. Yeah.
Many of them are unmarried women who have this very expensive hobby, and that's their kid. Those are their kids there that you're playing with, you know. And so it's super emotional that you're always dealing all the time with this very emotional situation. And yeah, after a while, it just killed me because I just didn't want to be. I didn't want to be invested in it the way that I needed to be a real good farrier.
Right.
I was a good farrier, but I wasn't a great farrier because I could never make that emotional investment.
But it sounds like you're a good person because you were having those feelings and aware of them and didn't just shut that off and just go, fuck it, I'm just going to take the money, right?
Oh, no. They got the most they could get out of me.
Absolutely.
They I just was tired of giving it.
I understand. But the reasons you're doing that are because you had enough, you know, in your heart that it was like, no, I can't give you what you need, so I should step away.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a common feeling to be a fraud, but I did have that feeling of being a fraud, but I also had this feeling of, I just knew that I wasn't, you know, I was not a sociopath, so I couldn't go that route.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say path, but that'd be weird. And I couldn't, and I just couldn't be this 100% committed, caring about everybody else's animals and everybody else's everything, you know. I mean, I cared very much.
But not enough for
but
what it was.
I just didn't want to. I didn't want to care that much. You know, it's hard to explain, but
no, I completely
didn't. I don't mean I wanted to be a callous jerk. It's just that I wasn't a callous jerk. It's just that it just was so emotionally wearying.
Again, the jobs that you want, it feels like, are jobs that you can do and then shut off and then go home.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like you can shut that job off. Yeah. You're on call. Someone could call you and go, like, my horse did this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got to, like, turn your heart back on and go and care about them.
There's
as a person.
So many times, like, if their shoes came off and I was having to drive out and, you know, and go do this thing and I didn't want to do it. I mean, I used to dream about driving my truck into a tree.
Mm-hmm.
That was like my only fantasy that I had for like 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, but finally I just said, you know what? This is not good for me.
No, it's not. No, it's not
good for me.
No.
I am not very well here. I better move on.
Yeah. You got to find out what jobs make you sick and what jobs are not right for you. Absolutely.
So, you know, just being a shipper receiver or working in a parking lot, which is a job I had for a long time, which is not a great job. I mean, in terms of like telling people that's what your job is, that's not a job you want to tell people.
No, but that's not who you are.
But yeah, but
your
that's the thing. It's hard
who
to.
You are.
But that's the problem, right? When you talk to people at a party, what do people ask you at a party? They don't ask you, what are your hobbies? They ask you, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I guess you could put hobbies in the place of what do you do.
Oh, it's weird. And even that I feel like shit about. It's
really?
Like, yeah, it's stupid. I just want to go fuck off.
But do you feel that way about when if you answer what you do for a living?
I feel stupid about talking about it. It feels stupid. Mm. Yeah. It feels dumb.
Really?
It's like, yeah. Absolutely.
Like they're like, looking down on you?
No, it just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Nothing I do makes sense. It doesn't fit into a box that they understand, and so I don't want to even fucking get into it
because
it's stupid.
Because there's a lot of explanation after that.
It's a million miles of explanation, none of which is going to make it make sense to you, so fucking who cares?
Yeah.
And maybe by this point I should have figured out a way of saying it within a sentence that'll just get this done, you know? But, you know, it started off with like, you know, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm an improviser. What's that?
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? Right now what I do is I'll say that I write for CBC Radio.
Okay.
Just because it sounds normal.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what do you write for? Oh, shit. I write for The Irrelevant Show. Oh, what? Oh, it's a sketch comedy show. Fuck off. I don't need this. You know, it's like, and when it's like, you know, what do you do? Oh, I write comics. Oh, like what? Like a comic strip in the paper?
Yeah.
No, I write comic books. How do you not know a comic book exists? It exists since the 30s. It's not a new fucking thing. Okay. Like I get, you would understand if I work for the internet, but okay, fine. I write comics. Oh, what do you write? I write the Simpsons comic. So. Do you just copy the TV show? Like you write down what they say on the TV show and then you put it in a book? Yeah, that's what I do. That's how things work. Look, I can't even. Here's the other thing you get, like quite often.
Okay.
So what do you do for like, oh, I write the Simpsons comic book. Oh, I don't like that show anymore. What an interesting thing to say.
This is so embarrassing because these are all things I've said to you.
Yeah, what an interesting thing to say. Person I just met. What do you do for a living? Oh, I work at a gas station. I hate gas. Like, why would I fucking, why would you do this? Why you give me a critique? Look, I know you don't get it. I don't want to get into it.
I used to work for Imperial Parking. I worked in their parking lots. If people asked me what I did and I said I worked for Imperial Parking, that's the only thing I would get. Every time.
What?
I would get, oh, I hate Imperial Parking. Those fuckers gave me a parking ticket. Blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, like, who gives a shit? I didn't make the money off that.
No, I would say, you know what? You deserved it.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what I say now. Gentleman Bandit.
That's very nice.
Don't let me know you're rich.
I think I'll say that now.
Yeah. No, it's like, but I also feel that way, you know, when we're at con, the thing, and people are being nice about it.
Yeah.
Like, what you working on now? Ugh. I don't want to get into what I'm working on now. Yeah. If something's out, I'll tell you about it. And I understand it's just conversation, but it's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to.
Well, I don't think that they want to. I don't think they actually want to hear you. You ask them. So you should say, oh, I got this and that going. What are you doing?
Yeah.
That's what they want you to say.
Yeah. I mean, people are like, even people I know who are like professionals and nice are just like, so you still bongoing it? You know, and it's like, okay, it's like, all right, I get sort of how you're saying it, but I get the subtext of like, so you haven't moved on with your life. Here. It's just like, yeah, no, I've still got, that's my day job that I've had for 15 fucking years. How long have you had yours? You know, it's really hard too. Try doing it.
Yeah.
You drunk who I'm talking to and barely able to hear that trying to be polite with. I'm going to go talk over here to this guy. We're going to talk about the times we used to like Dave Sim. Actually, that did happen. And I went over and talked to this guy. And then we both realized that we bought pages of Dave Sim art that were like one apart.
Wow.
Yeah. We bought that gun.
Spirits of Independence.
Did you go there? Yeah. Yeah, I got that one. I got that one. Wait. We looked on our phones. It was like, was it this page? Yeah. I got this one.
Pictures of the Moon.
Yeah. That was it.
Really? It's mostly Gerhard. You shouldn't be really mad at those pages.
True. It's all, it's always embarrassing. Everything's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. There's never a point where you just go, like, proud. Like, you just go almost to the point where, like, what's a job in America that you could go, I'm proud of this job? And you think, like, President of the United States.
Nope.
There must be, hey, asshole, no job.
You're coming.
No job.
Coming to Oklahoma, let us greet you with some Confederate flags.
That's right.
Come on, buddy.
There ain't
Fly on in.
There ain't no job where someone doesn't think you're a dick.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at all. You know, or like,
that's fine. I don't mind that. That's fine. It's just, you know, the tedium and the embarrassment of telling people what you do.
It is. It's tedious. It's embarrassing. And it never, it basically is dropping your pants.
Mm.
You know, there's never going to be a reaction where someone goes, yay. It's going to be, it's embarrassing. It's not great. And it's a bad situation. And also, you're going to get kicked out of the Kmart.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's hard. I don't know who has it. Lisa has it hard too in a different way, in the sense she teaches writing.
Yep.
And so a lot of the people she teaches are really, really wealthy.
Yep.
Because that's how they can afford to have horses.
Some
and all
of them
the rest
have rocket horses.
Some of them ride on rockets. That's true. Rocking horses or rocket?
Rocket horses.
Okay.
No, the rich people don't have rocking horses. They have rocket horses.
They have rocky horses.
Yeah.
They look like Sylvester
Stallone. It's actually Sylvester Stallone. They actually are able to
they run up steps.
Sylvester Stallone.
They can run up steps like nobody's business.
Yeah. He'll do it too. You know, price.
These people are very wealthy, and so you kind of are in their world, but you're not.
No.
You know, so you go to this place where there's all these people that have very pampered, very nice lives.
Yes.
And then you get back into your car.
Sure.
That doesn't work quite as well as, not as nice as theirs.
Right.
And you pad out of there, and then you go home to your house. It's
and you kill
way
42
less.
Flies.
That's right, with a vacuum. It's way less nice. And, you know, it's just a different sort of situation. To me, that also feels kind of a, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you want to kind of go up to them and go, you know you were born into this, right?
So, no, most of them were. Most of them.
Oh, really? They earned
married into it.
Okay, married into
That's way more honorable.
I know there was a vagina involved somewhere.
You know, that's the thing. You know, they put it out there.
Vagina to money.
They did a lot to get. I mean, some of them were just like, you know, right place, right time or whatever.
Sure.
You know, they didn't marry wealthy, but the husband got a good job or opportunities came up and you know.
Ethical compromises.
Whatever it takes.
Sure, whatever it takes.
I'm not going to judge them.
Sure.
Which mayor did you vote for of your city? Speaking of ethical compromise.
Which mayor did I vote for?
Which person did you vote for to be mayor of your city? Yeah, just thinking of ethical. I mean, everyone who's wealthy compromises ethically.
Oh, I
but
see
we
what
just,
you're saying.
We just judge them, you know, we don't judge them by that. We judge them in different
ways.
Oh,
everyone compromises ethically, period.
What, talking about me?
Hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know you're a tax fraud. You are.
I'm not. I'm a violation.
You're a tax violation.
I violated tax.
You are crime tax, man.
Like I said, I didn't realize it was a minor. I thought it was a major.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lieutenant.
And so on. The listen, if anyone out there...
The long and the short of it is, I'm out of work, running out of money.
Right. And we're around rich people, but we're not rich ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great
thing.
But
we're rich adjacent.
I love, yeah.
We're the start of an Ocean's 11 movie.
That's right. Money can't buy you happiness, but you can buy a rowboat and get really close to the happiness that they have.
Right, and then you push them in the ocean, and then you take their yacht.
Yes. Yes. Once again, Gentleman Bandit.
My sister-in-law, Vicky, she was she spent all night at her job at the market.
Yeah.
And then she came out, and her car was blocked by a yacht. Wow. Someone had gotten there early that was putting a yacht in the water nearby.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, she was yacht blocked.
Doesn't happen every day.
But we were talking about that, and I was saying like how, you know, if the yacht had crashed in, because our car is basically dying, right?
Okay.
Our car is not in good shape. We were talking about how if the yacht somehow had smashed into the car,
yeah,
that would have been the best thing that could have possibly, not with her in it,
yeah,
but like while it's parked,
yeah.
Oh, this has been beautiful.
Would have been perfect.
You would have like, again, you can write off the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a yacht,
yeah,
hitting your, a yacht hits your parked car.
It's hard
that
to explain.
Is just, yeah. I forget ICBC. ICBC just goes, just go to the back room where we keep all the money. Just grab as much as you want.
I wish they did that.
Put it in the garbage bag.
I wish they did that.
And just take it out.
They don't do it that way. They don't do it that way.
Ask to see the special room in the back.
Someone tried to drive through my car and I didn't get that.
No, but it wasn't a yacht.
Doesn't matter what it is.
No, there's two things.
You get paid for the value of your car, not for the other value of the yacht.
No.
You'll get paid for the yacht.
No.
The yacht guy gets the money.
No. Here's how it works.
Okay.
If you are hit by either a yacht or a blimp.
Yes.
You get to go in the back room of the ICBC.
Uh-huh.
Garbage bag.
Yeah.
Fill it with as much money as you want.
Do you have a time limit?
Huh?
Do you have a time limit? Do you have to run along the shelves and push the money into the bag?
Yeah, they play the entire song "Happy Days Are Here Again."
Oh well, that's not bad.
Happy days are here again.
That's a lot of time.
Just shove all the money in the bag. You can get one of those. You can use an extra large bag if you want, and you just carry that out.
Wow. Okay.
Yacht.
Yeah.
Blimp.
Okay.
Those two things.
I'll remember that.
All right.
I'll remember that rule,
folks. We're going to be wrapping up, but here's the thing. We love to hear from you. And how you can get in contact with us is sneakydragon.com. That is our website. We have a message board there. If you post a message, we will probably respond to it. If you post a job offer for Dave, he will probably not take it because he's a job snob.
It's true.
Yeah. He'll go, pshaw.
I am very, I'm very select.
If you want Dave in your workplace,
who
normally,
wouldn't?
Normally
who
offer,
would not?
Here's what we offer on the Sneaky Dragon site.
Yeah.
Normally, we just offer shirts.
Yep.
Maybe we'll throw some buttons in.
It's pretty simple.
Great shirts, by the way, that Dave designs. Check out the shop. But for this week, maybe for the next 2 weeks, we're offering Dave.
We'll throw Dave in. Buy a shirt, get a Dave.
Well, you need a job. Okay. So if you have a job, we will throw in Dave.
Okay.
Just contact us and we'll do that.
Wow.
He's very clean.
Somewhat.
He never goes to the bathroom at work. That's his rule.
Not
he will keep it all
true.
In.
Not
He'll
strictly.
Keep it all in.
Okay.
You heard him. He will eat standing up. You don't even need to have a chair for the guy.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So sneakydragon.com, message board. There we go.
I like to eat by myself, actually.
He eats by himself.
I'm like a raccoon.
He just needs a little puddle to wash his
hands. That's right. I just go in the corner, wash the food in the puddle. Exactly. And I also wear a little black mask.
Right. You all know the TV series The Raccoons from CBC.
Mm-hmm.
Dave's like your favorite raccoon from that show.
I thought you were going to say Rascal.
Dave's like that rabid raccoon in the book Rascal.
He's not rabid.
Rascal? Yes.
Does he get rabid?
Yes.
I don't remember that part
of it. That's how the book ends.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, Dave will be adorable until he gets rabies.
Forget it.
And then you'll have to put him down at the
Rascal
end of the book.
No, that's too bad. I didn't realize that.
Did you just put the book down before
no.
it was over?
You know what? To be honest with you, I did read the whole book.
Yeah.
But then there was this one scene in it of the guy making the collar for him.
Yeah.
I love that section of the book so much. I read that part of the story several times, if not 20 times.
Oh, okay. All right, fair
many,
enough.
Many, many times. In fact, rather than answer questions about chapters, I would sit and read that section of the book. I just found it so fascinating, the description of how you make a collar for a raccoon.
Have you ever made that raccoon collar?
No, I haven't. Okay. I do have the book. Maybe I should reread it, apparently, because it's been a long time.
Dave and I also appear in the Ricky Recycle
That's true.
Video, which is a giant raccoon who recycles. And gay, Dave and I are two gay newspaper bundles in that.
That's true. I also played something else that wasn't gay.
That's true. You did. So,
I can't remember what it was now.
But that was, we did that before it was cool. Okay, guys?
Yeah. So this is recycling before.
Even Elton John was in the closet back then.
Yeah.
But we were out.
We were out.
We were print and press.
That's
we
right.
were two newspaper bundles wanting
right.
to be recycled. Yeah. And we're not afraid to be somewhat effeminate characters.
Loud and proud.
Yeah. All the news that's fit to print. So, anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, we're Sneaky Dragon is on Facebook. Sneaky _ Dragon
did you choose
on Twitter.
Those voices?
Dude, let's not even get into it. And Sneaky D, I'm going to tell our email now.
They're kind of foisted on us.
Sneaky D at SneakyDragon.com. That's Sneaky D at SneakyDragon.com.
Yeah.
We love to hear from you. I'm now looking up if Rascal the... There's a lot of Rascal the Raccoon things. Holy cow.
Well, don't worry about it.
What?
I'm going to believe you.
No, wait.
Are you not thinking of Old Yeller?
No, here's the thing. Sorry, I'm looking at this Rascal the Raccoon.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Japanese anime by Nippon Animation. It says it's based on the 1973 autobiographical novel, Rascal, A Memoir of a Better Era. Okay, I don't think Rascal the Raccoon was writing an autobiography.
No, I don't think so.
No.
No.
But it's definitely about a raccoon. It's about...
a very talented...
Okay, I'm just looking.
Okay.
Rascal.
Yeah.
Rascal.
Spoilers,
Rascal,
everybody.
Moving
spoilers.
Along. Snatches.
If you haven't read Rascal.
Spanish flu. Can't keep him.
Rascalitis.
There we are. Rascal survives.
How to get rid of rascals.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
This Aldergrove woman got rid of rascals in only 3 weeks.
Let's just assume that Rascal did not get rabies and was fine.
I think he was fine. I don't remember that part
and
of it.
And so...
I think you're getting mixed up with Old Yeller.
Even better.
And Sounder.
And To Kill a Mockingbird.
And Flipper.
Most people don't know that dog that gets shot.
Yeah.
His name was Mockingbird.
That is baloney.
So anyway, hire Dave. You wrap up the show.
Mockingbird is black.
Oh, and let me also say, if you like Tintin, we do a podcast now called Totally Tintin. So listen to that if you are so inclined.
And if you like the Beatles, we do a podcast called Totally Tintin.
No one likes the Beatles.
I stepped
all over your joke.
That's fine.
All right.
I'm used to it. Everybody, thank you for listening to the show this week. I'm sorry that my news, it was depressing. And one more thing. Next week, we'll be doing the show from Folsom County Prison.
Right.
Where I'll be spending some time.
And we have a song from that show. Let me just play it now. It's the Dave Show. It's the Dave Show. He likes prisoners. It's the Dave Show. It's the Dave Show. He likes prisoners. He's in jail because he's in jail because he's a tax Batman. He's a tax man. He's a tax man. There goes Dave. It's the Dave Show.
Thanks, everyone. See you next week.